This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jerome Ryan, the founder and CEO of the Love Center. We've been serving the region for over 30 years, helping families rebuild their lives. We're expanding our services. The Workforce Discipleship Center providing housing for the working class homeless. Yes, repeat, for the working class homeless, for single men and single women. We are offering financial literacy and strategies along with spiritual discipleship. For more information, please call the Workforce Discipleship Office at 772-207-6925. Again, 772-207-6925. Our staff is waiting to assist you or someone you know.
Welcome to Kingdom Recovery. This is a live, spirit-filled program where no matter what chains a person to a prison of hopelessness, such as alcohol, drugs, sex, or even feelings, God can and will break those chains. Kingdom Recovery is a cutting-edge program where we discuss God's Word through focused teachings, open discussion, and life-changing testimonies. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Kingdom Recovery. We're so happy you're here to listen. I'm with James. Hi, James.
Hello.
You want to say James Wrench?
Hello.
I'm Luann Linnegan.
And I'm James Wrench.
Yes. And we're so happy to be here with you guys. Past Tom was supposed to be here, but he has some stuff for the next couple of weeks. So we will continue in our 12-step group work, which we're on the 12th step, but we wanted to start with love. God is love. And then we're going to talk about the unloving spirit. And then we're going to get into having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. You know, everything we've done. But before I get into all that, I just want to say I'm so happy that everyone who listens is responding and, you know, texting me. I'm sending books. And some people are coming on the Zoom on Saturdays. And it's really exciting to see what God's doing in this show in Kingdom Recovery and how it's affecting other people's lives and how they're applying it, or maybe even how they're struggling and they just want someone to listen to them or pray with them. We do that. So I do want to open up, especially after we do this last step. We've been on the radio for, it'll be 2 years. So, and there's a lot of information that has been poured out, you know, through Kingdom Recovery. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like it's time now. We're going to go into a place where I'm going to keep reminding people to call in and tell us, you know, what's going on and how, you know, maybe applying these steps or questions about some of the material we talk about and some of the scriptures that we get into here at Kingdom Recovery, how maybe, you know, a testimony or just simple conversation, you know, if you want to ask. If we don't know, we'll find out. God, you know, we just pray and sometimes fast and, you know, whatever we need to do to help people get through whatever it is, situation. God is wooing everyone listening. He's always calling us to himself. So if you find yourself listening to Kingdom Recovery, there is no mistake in it. God is doing something and it's being in his presence, because whenever the word is being poured out, you're in his presence. He's talking to us through his word. So, and we do a lot of that here. We use his word as the spiritual foundation to 12-step groups and, you know, programs and therapy and all the things that we run around doing. We sit here in Kingdom Recovery and we bring it to where God is in his word. And then he will grow it for us. And it took me a long time to realize that. You know, I was one of those that would go to meetings and do the steps and have, you know, me being in the therapeutic world, go to therapy or, you know, workshops, all these things. And there was nothing wrong with all that, because God was building my character for such a time as this. So, you know, you can continue to seek those things because he wants you to, you know, he's always there. So even if you're in the wrong direction, but your heart is really hungry and looking for him, you will find him. He's not really going, and your eyes get more clear as you dive into the word, as you seek the kingdom first. And that's exactly what we do here. So as I want to give the radio station number, because we're going to do this last couple of teachings in for step 12, but I want to just plant some seeds for people to start really meditating and thinking about what they would like to maybe call in. How is this program, Kingdom Recovery, altering or changing or transforming your thoughts, your actions? Maybe it's stirring you up, even if you're feeling convicted, or if it's condemned, if you're feeling condemned, it's from the enemy. And we just want to tell you right now, that's not what our purpose is here. It's really to help us see more clearly where we're really standing in our walk, in our situations in life. Are we in his presence, or are we more towards where the world would have us go? Because the world, and when I say the world, the God of the world wants to keep us from being in the light, and he'll keep us in, you know, condemning ourselves, shaming ourselves, guilting or blaming others. You know, that's not God's presence. And he wants to tell you, he loves us. He loves everyone that's listening, no matter what. There's nothing you can do about it. He loves us because he is love. He created us and he loves us, and he wants each and every one of us to come into the kingdom and be his children, his child. But we have to make that decision. He loves us even in the middle of the worst part of our lives. If right now is one of those places, he loves you. And he's just trying to get you to come into him and have the peace that you're seeking and the love that you're seeking and the, you know, all of that. Forgiveness.
And if you have any questions, you could call him with questions.
Yes. And it's 772-221-1100. And that's WCNO. We're on Kingdom Recovery, 5 o'clock. You can write the number down. I'm going to say it a little bit more probably during the show because I really want people to start interacting with us. I wrote a little thing, and then David and I were laughing because God gives me these little jingles. So what's in your heart and soul? Get your body to call, right? And let's open up the phones. We have gone through enough information to have an open conversation. And let's discuss this stuff. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's been poured out. So let's see, you know, where people are at. And maybe there's some things we need to repeat, you know, some of the stuff. And there are definitely topics coming forward. And we'll probably start this process again. And because I do it all the time. And every time I teach on whether it's step one as it relates to God's word, step two, I learn more. It's never ending. He's always looking to bring us deeper, higher, wider with him, our heart, our territory, the kingdom of God. He wants to expand his land inside of us first, and then around us, the people we influence, right? So I will keep reminding people to please, you know, feel free to call in. And again, the number is 772-221-1100. Okay, so with that, let's talk about God is love. All right, and the fruit of this step is, and it's a principle, charity, service, which is love, it's giving. And God is love, so when it's who he is, an attribute, it's his being. His being is love. So, and all the fruit that we grow through the steps, through the Holy Spirit, you know, when we say we get faith, we get all these things, you know, patience, forgiveness, that's fruit that we grow. It's his character, it's who God is in us, and we get to manifest him and expand the kingdom in our lives. We get to express God to others. They get to see God through our lifestyle, through our words, through our thoughts, because we'll speak what we think, right, out of our heart. We're thinking things, and then we'll start to act them out through our words, through how we behave, And step 12 is really gathering all the principles, all the things that we've learned about living a spiritually moral correct life, and we call it code of conduct. So first I have to learn the code of conduct in my personal kingdom, in my house, me. And then I practice that in my physical house with my family and the people that are living in there. And then God expands it outside my house. Wherever I go, I should have the code of conduct, the spiritual moral values of God in my heart, in my mouth, in my hands, in my feet. I feel like singing that song. Got them all over me. Praise the Lord. So God is love. And 1 John 4:8 talks about it. And we're going to go into 1 John 4:4. But whoever does not love does not know God. And that's knowing, and we know that through learning during this process in Kingdom Recovery, that knowing is intimacy. It's being very intimate with God. It's having a relationship with God. Now, a lot of people know about God, but not a lot of people, because we can read about God, we can hear about God, but to know him personally is to be intimate with him. It's to spend time with him. Lately this has been the example, again, that I've been sharing with a lot of people on Zoom too, is that I can say I'm married. If I'm married legally, I'm married, but it doesn't mean I know my husband. I can legally say, yeah, I am married. I'm married. I'm born again. I'm married. But I don't know him intimately. He might even live in the house, but I never spend time. I could just pass him by, or he might be in another room. I never open that door to spend time because I'm busy doing my own thing and getting it my own way. You know, so, and that's really important that we think about these things. These are the things that we're called to meditate on, right? So, and God loved us first, and he's not going to ask us to do something without supplying us. That's why we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be added. Because if we're seeking him, he's going to supply us with all the things that we need in order to be him through the day. And when I say that, it's he wants to live in us, to express himself out of us to other people around us. He wants to use us, our bodies, but he's not going to force us. Permission. It's our will. We have free will. My will has to line up and agree with his will. And then when my will and his will, my natural here on earth will and God's spiritual will collide, miracles happen. Manifestation. Did you want to say something, James?
No, I'm just...
You're just listening to my hands.
I'm thinking... I'm doing colliding. They can only see your hands because you're always...
One day we'll have this zoomed up. So love is the solution to every problem in our life, every situation, even not problems, even the good things. You know, all the situations in our life. It covers the multiples of sin. Perfect love casts out fear, worry, whatever it is, any turmoil. When I find myself unsure in a situation, or not know what to say, or, you know, a decision, I always ask God, how can I be love? How can I express your love in this situation, in this decision? What is it that you want to, how can I join you, Father, in what you're doing, in your activity, to express, to show whoever it is, because he's always doing something, and wherever I am, it might be for someone else, to show that person or this situation your glory, right? So we had to learn how to love through God's eyes of compassion, by his Holy Spirit, by his spirit. So God fills us, right? For he indwells us with his Holy Spirit, then he infills us. And it's really important that we know the difference. And I've been sharing a lot about this, because it says here, people don't have love. The fruit of the Spirit is love, because we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit to be able to produce the fruit of love. And God is love, to produce who he is, produce God through us. Right? The tree of life. God is life. God is love. He gives us life. And to be filled is fill a hole in your heart, we'll say, or anywhere. Building to occupy space between existing ones, houses, tents, tabernacles, in our hearts, I used. Right? And to indwell is a third person's presence. Be a permanent resident. So he's a permanent resident, but we need him to be infilling. How does he do that? By our obedience, by us letting him teach us, lead us, guide us into all truth. So the infilling of the Holy Spirit is the building up upon him, himself, God. And he wants to build up in us who he is. So he builds up love in us so that we can pour out, overflow, you know. The overflow of the infilling is his love. It should be his love, his patience, his tolerance. And we've learned a lot of this through doing the work, through a lot of our discussions here. So we need to know the difference, because a lot of people say, I'm born again, but they're not allowing the Holy Spirit to fill them, build them up with who God is in Christ. So we can claim, like I said, I'm married, born again, but I don't get into that place where, and he talks about even submission to my position where I'm at, the Godhead. And if I don't do that, I can't get filled up properly. I'm clogged up.
There's a lot of people resisting the devil, wondering why he won't flee, but they're missing the first part of the verse, submit to God.
Amen. And he will flee.
And resist the devil.
Yeah.
So.
That's right. It's so important.
Yeah, you got bitterness and you're resisting, it's not going to work.
Yeah. So love is not, like I said, an attribute of God. It's who God is. He is love. It's his being. It's who he is. And he wants to be, who do you say I am? Love, right? So love wants to be in us so that love can be out of us. And we talk about forgiving and how God taught me about, he gave forgiveness first, like he gives love first, for us to forgive it to someone else. All this stuff is forgiving. Everything he does. Amen. Yeah.
And that's what I say. God's love is so much different than our love, though. And it's not a sensual, even though there is feelings to it, but when Adam sinned, the enemy turned. Adam was created in perfect love, and Adam was walking in perfect love. And then when he sinned, immediately the enemy came in and turned his love inward, and man became a lover of himself with a needy love,
right,
which is so different than a giving love. So I like that they call it charity, because that is the ultimate.
That's love, right. That's
real love, not
with no condition.
Will you still love them if they offend you? Because love takes no offense.
That's right.
God's love.
That's right. And even when God says love your neighbor as yourself, he's talking about all people. We just want to make that clear. You know,
I got two neighbors and I love them. That's all I need.
It's all people he's addressing, even our enemies. All right. Because you might not like your neighbor, even though he's your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what category they're in. He's a neighbor. He's someone that is around you in your life. All right. So so love is the language of God. So when you express love, you're talking God language. Like the language of heaven, right? So I love each of my children, and I want to share this because they always, you always say, and you know, the disciples even did this, you know, who does he love more and all this. But okay, so I love all my children and I love them equally, right? But I will say this, my expression or the ability to express my love is based on our personal relationships. Each is different. Each child is different and has a unique love language. The measure by their trust in me and our relationship and my trust in them as we build our relationships and how much they want to tell me and be transparent and spend time with me and, you know, ask me questions about who I am and, you know, things like that. How can I, you know, influence their life allows me access to how much they let me in into them. Intimacy, right? So it's the same thing with God. And I love them each, oh my God, with all my heart. Just like, you know, God loves me and you and everyone listening. But he can't express his love if we don't let him in. You know, he can't, I mean, he will like outside of us, but we'll never really truly intimately experience him inside of us. We'll be relying on those miracles all the time to see his love out there. When it's always inside of us, if we spend time with him, he He's always wanting to demonstrate his love in our hearts. And you can feel it. Your heart will beat. You'll feel a little flutter. It's like that. It's like when Mary and Elizabeth and the baby jumped. It feels like that inside, the flutters. So that's about intimacy. So God speaks to me in my love language, right? What he does for me and everybody, he knows each and every one of us, and he knows how to handle each and every one of us. He created us. When I'm reading, a word will highlight. It's like it almost lifts up. It becomes alive for me. It lifts up off the page, and then I'm on a, he brings me on a journey. And now I'm spending time with him. He's showing me things through his word. I get visions, you know, ideas, things that he knows how to express himself in me, and I know when it's him. Oh, especially when I'm going to share this with everybody, when I'm popping pimples in the mirror or pulling out my chinny chin hairs, right? Because it's like almost like the image. He wants me to see him in the image, and then I'm we're talking, conversations he's talking about. Even sometimes he brings up people where I can start praying and say, oh, I need to make a phone call. That's conversations with God. Left to my own devices, I could care less about anybody. In my, like James is saying, it's about what I need. But when I'm with him and he's expressing a desire to touch someone or call someone or, you know, do something with someone, it's totally God. It's totally God, because I couldn't do it without him. I really couldn't. I could do it, but it wouldn't be in the right,
from the heart,
in the right state of mind, right? Spirit, the spirit of the mind of the spirit. Hallelujah.
Put on a show.
Amen. So he speaks through me in all those different ways, through his word, through music. Sometimes I'm walking and I just thought a song will come up, and he's talking to us when a song comes up like that. Write it down through my writing when I'm in prayer with him. Something maybe I need to talk with him about, and then through the day, he gives us spiritual inventory. That's what that is. When we write with God, it's a spiritual inventory, because you can look back and see all the different ways he was leading you into a direction in your life with a purpose. So it's important that we write our conversations with him. Conversations with God. Also, what else did I write here? Oh, walks, just simple walks. Sometimes I don't take my phone, just to be quiet. And it was hard in the beginning, but now it doesn't bother me as much, but I just leave it alone, because I have people that if I don't answer the phone, but that's, and I'm not talking about like I'm needed that way, because I have situations in my life where, legal situations with some of the people in my life that I have to be accountable to answer. Yeah, to see where to say where they're at. But we've developed enough relationship where I can say I didn't have my phone on me for a little bit, which is good, right? So God has spoken to me in many other ways, and I'll share some with you listening right now, because he's probably spoke to each and every one of you. If you're listening to this, he spoke to you. There was a time I was sharing with James. We went to lunch this week because we like to try to get together and talk about things going on in our life, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, the program and, you know, where God's at in what he's doing in each and every one of us, in each of us. So I was telling him, I remember the time when he told me about being beautiful, and that it was really an inner beauty that he wanted to build up in me and grow me up in beauty, not the exterior beauty, but the inner beauty. He was trying to tell me about that. And then one night I was sleeping, and it was early in the morning, and it was like he lifted me up in a sitting position and from the back of my head and said, I am. And I heard his voice. So there are moments like that, or sometimes somebody can say something and it's almost like they were listening to something that you were thinking about with God. And it's God just confirming things in your walk with him. Okay. So Deuteronomy 14:2 says, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people for himself. So we were created for him, a special treasure above all the peoples who are on the face of the earth, a person who is greatly loved and valued, especially, and this is what special treasure means. It's a person who is greatly loved and valued, especially because of being very charitable, giving. He's looking for those who are willing to put their self-centeredness down, self-me down, and pick up himself, God-centeredness. Because when we become less self-centered, and hopefully more and more, we become Christ-centered, God-centered, God-conscious, Christ-conscious. What would Jesus do, right, in that situation? Mm. Hallelujah. So God is love. We are made, created, and this is where we are created by God, to be love and made, and that's formed in a particular way, to love in his image, because he is love. So we want to look like that mirror image. And, you know, sometimes when I'm looking in the mirror, he's like, is that a loving thought? Is that a loving thing that you're thinking about? Maybe even about a person, you know? And so it's reminding me who I'm supposed to be in the image of, you know? Not my own pride, not my own fear. And it's not my own. It's something that's trying to be my own, you know? It's fear or worry coming in, or guilt. So, 1 John 4 is love for God and one another. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits. And what is test? Come to carry out, test the spirits, and it's to take captive. He wants us to take captive these thoughts and line them up with his word. Does it look like Jesus? Does it sound like Jesus? Does it act like Jesus? Right? If not, then it's not God. Spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know, and this is experience, you should know because you're in an intimate relationship, the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And that is the spirit of the Antichrist, the unloving spirit. We're going to be talking about that after this teaching, after this discussion. It's not only a teaching, it's a discussion. So I wanted to share that because you should be thinking about these things. And please call. And the number is 772-221-1100. Okay, so it's the Antichrist. It's the unloving spirit, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them because he, who is love, right, who is in you, love is in you, is greater than he who is in the world, the unloving spirit that's in the world. Think of it that way. Sometimes I had to do that in the beginning too, or sometimes even now when God is peace. And then every time I see God in the word, I'll put peace, 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 because that's what I need. So they are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world. So think about, take captive your thoughts. Think about how you're speaking, what you're thinking, right? And the world hears them, because it will agree. The world will agree with worldly things. A kingdom divided, right? God says, how can Satan be casting out Satan? It doesn't even make sense why he wants you to, you know, demons. He wants those demons in you. Why would he go against himself? So it's the same thing. Like, the world is going to receive you because you sound like the world. You look like the world. You act like the world. You know, people in the world. And the world is a little off lately. Oh, well, it's always been, but even more so. So we are of God, of love. He who knows God, love, hears us. Because we identify with it. You know, we can identify with each other when we're in a conversation. We hear God's love. We hear love. We hear God in another person because we know God. So he who is not of God, not of love, does not hear us. Because the unloving spirit doesn't want to hear from love. It wants to keep it out so it can remain. Okay? Does not want to hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So it's through this taking captive the thought, testing the spirit, that you're even that the thought that you have could be of a spirit. You know, what is that? Does that line up with God? What he would do? I mean, it's so simple when you really start to practice these principles in all your affairs, God's character, in all, in who he is. I am who I am in you. I am lives in you. So you need to know who I am. If I am lives in you, then know who I am is. So you can express him.
And when you're in deliverance, one of the first things you, as you get into it, you start looking at your self-talk. Because you have self-talk all day.
That's
and don't
right.
even realize
That's
it.
Right.
You start paying attention to where you don't even realize. Before I was in deliverance, I never even thought about where my mind was.
I know.
Going. I'd be having arguments with customers that are trying not to pay me or whatever.
All day long. I like, should have said like, this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, there's a lot going on there. I never even realized, you know, until you start looking at it.
Amen.
And recognizing
Amen.
Stuff.
Yep. So we want to remember, as we're made to love, we're made to communicate love, act love. Be love. We enter a contract with God when we say yes to him, that we want to be citizens of the kingdom of God, of heaven. He gives us a piece of territory, our heart, and he wants to expand our hearts to explode and pour out his love. Hallelujah. Like an, I was going to say like an atom bomb, but atom explodes. Oh, these are the things that go on in the brain. Okay, so false lovers spend, so I know for me, not only I was pursuing false lovers, but I was a false lover. I would spend my life before saying yes to Jesus, joining God in his activities, in his word, in his will, in his plan, and in his purpose. You know, before I said yes to Jesus, his proposal of marriage, looking for love in all the wrong places. Even in feelings and everything, I was looking for love, 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 love. That's the big problem. That's what we're all looking for. I was of the world and the things in it. John 15:19. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. So today, yeah, there is a lot of, sometimes, you know, because of my code of ethics, my spiritual code of ethics, which line up to God's word, there are certain things that I don't do, say, you know, I just, you know, not in my house, even as far as buying things, you know, I just can't, for me, you know. Mm-hmm. I went to go see a movie yesterday and it went off scripture, and I started to get like, I want to leave. It got like too movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, and the reason why.
It was supposed to be a Christian movie?
Yeah, it was. It was a story about in the Bible, which they started to add people that weren't really in the Bible. And I don't know, but I get a conviction like this is leading people, even if it seems innocent, they're feeding a false people, like stories, you know, in the mind. So anyway. So I have to, you know, we don't agree with a lot of the things of the world when, you know, when we're walking with Christ. We just, look what they did to him, you know.
Yeah, look at Charlton Heston was Moses.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up thinking Moses was this powerful man, rah, you know, and it's like Moses didn't even talk. He was so insecure with his voice that Aaron did all the talking. So you kind of... I mean, it's a great movie, and you think how powerful God was, but you don't think of that could be me because the way he was.
Right,
so
you feel like you have to be special.
And if you've seen the truth where he was afraid to even talk and how God still used him that powerfully and he had to have someone else talk, you know, it makes you feel like, wow, I can do that.
You know? And, you know, when I say it makes me feel like I need to be special, I mean I have to prepare for God to use me because I am special in God's eyes. He died for me. He sent his son. Shed blood for me and for everybody listening. He loves us that much, you know. So we are very special. He created us in his image and likeness. However, I don't have to prepare myself for God to use me. He will use me and prepare me along the way, you know.
Yeah, so. He wants to for him to get into the earth, he has to come through people, and so does Satan, mm-hmm. or his kingdom, anyway, demons. So imagine if you had a child, I don't know if I said this on the air, I may have, and say Luann's going to, or say I'm going to New York, and she's like, oh, here, I'm going to give you $1,000. I want you to give this to my daughter. I'm like, oh, no, I can't do that. I'm not worthy. No, 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 I'm giving it to you. Give it her. No, you don't know what I did last night. I can't do that. Like, what are you talking about? This has nothing to do with you. Well, that's the way it is. We see someone in a wheelchair. Oh, man, I should have been fasting or whatever, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like the gifts flow through you. Now, the fruit you have to grow. That's a little mm-hmm, different. Mm-hmm. You have to die to self and stuff. But the gifts are not us. And if you just get that out of your head, you'll see great things of God. Because God wants to move on people. Mm-hmm. And he's just looking for people will get the nerve and go up to a stranger and say, hey, can I pray for that broken leg or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or, and let me just say, because I said something that I don't have to prepare myself. God will prepare me. As soon as I hear, you know, God say, you know, I want you to do this or that, he will, now it's up to me to submit and grow the fruit that I need in order to be used the way he wants to use me in that way. But I don't have to, what should I say? What is it? Because faith without works is dead, but I don't have to work to get chosen for anything is what I mean. He'll just, in the midst of a, you know, me being impatient, he'll say, I want you to do this. I'm like, what? You know, in the midst of being upset sometimes.
Yeah, because it's not about us.
Yes, right.
As far as other people
are. Amen. So this is important that we share this, because it doesn't matter. You don't have to get yourself perfect to be used by God. He will perfect you in that moment.
And many times, like I've talked about, unforgiveness blocking healing in believers, and usually the stronger you are, new believers, it's not as much, but it'll stop you from getting delivered, but it won't stop you from being able to deliver somebody else. You have all the unforgiveness in the world and cast a demon out of somebody else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just it gives them a legal right to you, so you can't get rid of it.
Right. So I was looking for love in all the wrong places, and I know James, we talk, even David, we all talk about, you know, our journey into the kingdom, into surrendering to God. And most of us, even the people listening, every one of you listening, we all have a place where we felt, you know, we were choosing other things before God. I know for me, you know, because we all had to be born again. We all had to make that decision to choose God at any age, but it had to be a personal decision. And you were talking about, you know, having the image of Moses being this. Well, I grew up in a faith where God was this man sitting on the, you know, and ready to zap people. And so it was really hard for me to not see him in that way, to see him so much greater than that and in love. It was so hard because I saw him as this man that was ready to, like, you know, cast me out to hell.
You know. And there's a lot of fire and brimstone used to be preached, and I always noticed those people, fear would get them in there, and they'd be there for about 6 months, and the fear would wear off. They'd be gone, you know, but the ones came in, I came in through totally just through love.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I had nothing Amen. Going me on, too. Nothing wrong. God just drew me in and wooed me.
Amazing. It's amazing. I mean, I was drawn in way before, but that love moment, you can't forget it because it's so powerful. It's transforming. It was a transforming moment in my life because I was definitely seeking for a while when I got here, but it wasn't until that love moment that I felt his presence, you know, like the transforming, the born again experience. I guess that's what it is. I don't know, mm-hmm. because I was believing, but not in the head. I was believing, you know, I was seeking, like, mm-hmm. oh, I want to do this, I want to. And then it was that, oh, my God, this is real in me, you know. So I didn't know Jesus like, just like the woman at the well, you know. I was looking for love, void in everything in my world. And, you know, he says, you know, you had five husbands and you're living with the one now. And just the other day, God, I was reading the scripture and God started Holy Spirit was ministering to me. He says, not only is that the five senses that she was looking, you know, in the natural, you're looking for love in the natural, but the last one was Satan himself, because he wouldn't make her, he wouldn't marry her. You know, it was like, she was just living with him unfaithfully, you know, fawning. It was just, it was at another, the other ones, at least they married her. You know, when we go into the natural, you know, God's telling me that. I'm like, oh my God, that's really good. The last one, she was so desperate for love that she accepted Satan's hand, basically, because he was never going to make her, you know, valuable or worthy or, you know, like pure, you know.
Back then it was a bit different. Now people don't even know what's wrong.
No, they don't. Then it was very serious. So, and then face to face is true love, you know. And when she saw him, and I feel like that happened for me too, face to face with Jesus, it's like that's the fourth dimension of the spiritual realm, the kingdom of God, when you really come face to face and then you receive the love, the solution to everything in your life. I didn't know how to apply it to everything in my life, so there was a lot of mistakes and things, and still today, sometimes, you know, it gets a little murky, as one of my friends would say. Yeah, I'm doing the journey with my hand, as I walk.
I wish they could see.
So no,
it makes sense.
When I'm using,
sometimes it adds on. You'll say, you take this, yeah, you put your hands together and push it, like, and you, know, like, if they could see that.
Yeah, it's the Italian. I talk with my hands. It's like Italian sign language. So knowing God through love, through Jesus, God is love, beloved, and this is 1 John, 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. This is pretty serious, because knows God, intimate with God. It's like if you love, you know God, you're intimate with God. It's like so many people, I believe, they say a prayer and then they miss it. They're missing it, you know. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son in the world, that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So he sent love first for us. He supplied, it's like he created the world for us before he created us. He always thinks about our need before the use, before we're going to be used. He sets the table. He prepares the steps for us so that we're not lacking, right? Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. So it's only through believing with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, that God loves me, that I can even step out and share love with another person. If I'm still questioning if God loves me, then I'm questioning how I'm giving love to another person. It's the same love. Whatever I'm giving out, it's what I have in. And the revelation of God's love, no matter what I do, he loves me. Now I can step out. I can pluck myself out of his presence by not being obedient, by choosing unforgiveness, by choosing fear. And he's not part of that. He still loves me while I'm over there. He's waiting for me to come back. And he gave us a way to do that. I just have to repent, turn my direction, turn my heart back towards him. When my heart is facing his heart, it collides. Anything where I'm in agreement face to face, I only want to look at him. Praise God. So seeing God through love is by the Holy Spirit. I just want to make sure. Okay. And I want to remind everybody, you can call 772-221-1100 if you'd like to share anything with us, talk, if you have a testimony, or if anything that we've shared in the past has really affected or influenced your life, please share with us. Okay, so seeing God through love. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. So perfection is spiritual maturity. When love is perfected in us, it means we're spiritually mature. I don't need you to love me because I know God loves me. I'm going to pour out love. You're pouring out love, God's love, and it's colliding, and it's just perfect love. It's because we're not trying to suck each other dry, basically. You know, the river in us. You know, we're pouring out his love. Praise God. Should I?
No, it's
going to
come through.
Okay. All right. So if God's love abides in, then we are able to pour out. But if God's not, if I don't believe God loves me, I'm clogging his love from me. So it's about, okay, praise God. Let's answer the phone.
No.
Oh, hold on. David.
Don't hang up line. Okay. Hit the green button over there.
This one?
Yeah.
Hello?
Put the handset up.
Oh, put it back on?
Okay.
Hold on. This is new to us. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Okay, he's up to call back.
Okay, whoever called, you got it. And leave it alone. So whoever called, please call back.
We hung up on him.
Okay.
What? Yeah.
Okay, so, here we go. We're going to do it right this time. Praise God.
Okay,
so just press that.
Well, wait till she sends it through.
This is exciting.
Okay, hit the green button and say, welcome, caller.
Hello.
Hello, how y'all doing?
Oh, we're so good. Who's calling?
Well, this is Todd. They all know me.
Hi, Todd.
Yes, anyhow, I was letting y'all know, before I was ever saved for anything, and I thought love was like for, I don't know, like little girlies, and it was Hallmark movies. It's not real. It wasn't anything that was actually tangible you could touch.
Right.
And then after I got saved, God taught me to learn to love myself, of course, because he loved me, but to love other people, race, creeds, even some people that were completely unlovable. And it took me a long time to figure out some of this stuff. But God had taught me over and over that the things that I went through, how he was there. When he loved me more than I could love myself, he was still there.
Amen.
And it was quite amazing.
Yes, yes, it is.
And, amen.
Yes. And some of you that had struggled, and God shows me love every day, and then he brings to my memory.
Yes.
When this happened to you, I still loved you. It was like the footprints in the sand. Why did you leave me? No, I didn't leave you. I carried you.
Amen.
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 I was listening to y'all show, and I was like, wow, this is like real stuff here.
Yeah, and you know, it's unforgettable love. Like, it's unforgettable. It fills you up so much you cannot forget it. And you could always go back to that moment with him because it's so powerful. And I hear it in your voice. I hear that it's almost undescribable because it's so much bigger than words can say when you experience his love.
And during prayer and share, I'll be sharing a testimony about my accident.
Yeah.
Where they carried me at like 140 feet.
Well, we'll be listening. That's good. People need to hear it.
We're going to be doing prayer and share.
Yes, good.
I literally was in a car accident.
Yes.
And I went 65 feet in the air before I ever hit the ground. And then I went another 65 feet before I stopped. And I stood up.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find anything wrong with you. Trust me. Well, you'll hear me in prayer, sure.
Definitely.
Yes. And it's like that aha moment. And then every month, God will say, remember this time?
Yeah.
I was there too. Remember this time? I was there too.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And it makes me cry because, you know, you think, why would he waste his time with me?
Right. Right, that's how much he loves us, right? We're so special. I mean, anything he creates is special. If I think about someone else or something else he's created, a tree, or I can see his beauty and glory, but when I think about myself, I'm like, wait a minute, you know? But it's the same glory and beauty in each and every one of us.
Yes. Every race, creed, color.
That's right.
And I was listening to one of the stories, I forgot one of the pastors were, but God created everything.
Everything.
Every person. Everything.
Amen.
Now, did he create evil? No, but he created the person that did the evil, but he didn't create evil itself. And yes, sometimes he has to allow that. I don't know how, why, that's a whole other subject. But God created everything.
Yes, he did. He sure did. And anything that's outside of God, as far as his goodness, is a curse or a way. It's still his love to teach us to that we're in the wrong place, that we shouldn't be in that place of pain and suffering. And he teaches us to go. It's like a parent teaching us to go back. But I really appreciate your call, and I can't wait to hear you when you're on Prayer and Share. Thank you for.
You'll know me. I'm Ty the plumber.
Yes, we've met, and I'll meet you again.
I hope so.
Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
Okay, bye. That was awesome. You see, it's
thank
that
you,
simple. Yes, thank you, Todd. It's important that we talk to each other, all of us. You know, and who's ever listening, if you want to call in, it's that simple. Just call in and share what's on your heart. You know, as far as how God's. You know, you get stirred up when you're listening to testimonies. And if that's happening, please call 772-221-1100.
I just want to say God gave the kingdom to Adam, gave the earth to Adam.
Yes.
Gave him dominion over everything. And then he gave it to Satan.
Right.
And 2 Corinthians 4:4, he became the god of this world. And that's why when they tempted Jesus, Satan did, he said, all these kingdoms are mine and I can give them to who I will. If you bow down and worship me, I'll give them to you. And Jesus did not say they're not yours.
That's right.
He said, I will worship the Lord God and him alone. Well,
because if you think about
it. Jesus came to purchase it back as a person.
Amen.
Because it was stolen as a person. And it'd be like me giving you a car, and then you give it to somebody, and I say, go to the person you gave it to and say, I want it back. No, it was Louie, and she gave it to me. So that's how evil came in. Then he gave us the covenants in the Old Testament to abide in, to have supernatural protection. And Jesus came to bring the kingdom back into the earth.
Inside.
Because he said, the day you eat of the fruit, you shall surely die. But he didn't die for hundreds of years. But he died spiritually when he ate. And he came to restore that back. So until I learned that, it was hard to take authority over what the enemy was doing when I didn't know what was going on. So I just want to share that since he mentioned that.
Under the curse, right, until you get born again. That's why he told Nicodemus, you must be born again, have a new birth. You're not the old person anymore. If you're born again,
you're made righteous.
You're made righteous, right, exactly. And the kingdoms, anything on the earth, he gave us power and dominion of the earth. Creepy crawlers, the air, you know, the air, all those kingdoms, there's kingdoms all around us, right? There's the animal kingdom, the sea kingdom, all of it. We have dominion over, and each one has a king of their territory, right? But we have dominion over it, and that's what the temptation is. That's why we feel like we're always, before we get born again, when you're walking in the light, in the truth, you know the power and authority you have. You can speak to a storm. Right, James? All right, get Sharon, then you can pray. Yeah, because okay. It's going to be...
The Word of God, let's see, Romans 5:19, for by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. We have no problem with that. We're born into sin. Oh, I'm just a sinner. I'm just a worm. But then, so by the obedience of one, many were made righteous. That's Amen. Right, standing with God. That's how we come boldly before the throne, is understand he made us righteous, not by anything we've done,
right.
But by grace.
And all through love. It was all based on love.
Amen.
Amen. And we have to remember that he loves you, each one listening, everyone. He loves even the ones that aren't his, that are not choosing to be his children through their obedience and their surrender to him, to Jesus Christ, right? He loves every one of us.
He's the enemy to keep everybody.
Because we're all created by him. He loves his creation. So anyway, we're going to probably stop there. And I want to remind everybody, you can always call me. We're going to stop there for this week. You can always call me at 631-745-7980 if you want any books from Pastor Tom. We have What Now and Kingdom Now. I can get them to you. If you have any questions, if you want prayer, if you want the Zoom information for Saturdays, I can get that to you. And please, you could always call the station, WCNO 772-221-1100. And write that down, because on Fridays at 5 o'clock, Kingdom Recovery is going to be on. And we're asking and inviting people to call in and talk about how, you know, the information and the teachings and the discussions that we've had amongst each other here in the station are influencing you outside of the station, because other people need to hear your story too, or your questions. Okay, so, and with that, also Pastor Tom, he won't be here until next month. We had to change some things, but he'll be back for at the King's Table. And I'm going to pray for everyone listening right now. We just thank you for listening, and we're going to just lift up all of you to Father God. We love you so much, and we lift up every listener right now to you, Lord, that you minister to each and every one of them, Holy Spirit, and that whatever is being spoken out here, you impart in their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Tune in again next Friday at 5 p.m. to hear and experience another level of God's transforming power, where the truth makes you free. For more information about Kingdom Recovery, I can be reached at 631-745-7980. All the glory to the God of life. All the glory to the God of love.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Greetings, WCNO family. Our spring prayer and chair begins Monday, March 31st at 7 a.m. We look forward to these coming days to celebrate God's blessings and share His vision for this ministry. As always, we need your God-led support, your faithful generosity in Christ. Remember, it all begins Monday, March 31st.
Does the Bible sometimes seem complicated to you? Well, to help you get a proper perspective, we invite you to join us on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee each weekday on this station as we go through the Bible in 5 years. Dr. McGee teaches the Bible in an easy-to-understand way, and you'll appreciate his simple, down-to-earth, and yet profound Bible teaching right here on the station.
Join Dr. McGee at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Rend the heavens, rain down on us now, that the mountains might shake as your glory comes down. We heard of your wonders, your works and your ways. We're desperate for you, Lord, to move in our days.